We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
You know, I just started kind of thinking, I would just kind of like to bring it down and be quiet a little bit and just play some songs I wanted to play. And so that's what we're going to do this morning. I'm glad you're here taking this ride with us. And I appreciate everybody who listens in. It makes me feel great when I run into people who say they listen every week. I really, really appreciate that. And always remember, this is volunteer radio. This is community radio. And we appreciate everything you do to help WYXR. If you ever want to send in a donation or become a contributing listener, member, you can do that just by going to WYXR.org. And there's that donate button up there. Very simple, but we thank you for doing that. All right, we're just going to start off with some music this morning. And I don't even know when I'm going to play. Oh, all right, I'm going to start off with this song by James Taylor. James Taylor did not write this song, but he writes most of his stuff. But he did some covers a few years ago, and I just loved the way he handled this song, God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. So the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't seem to make the grade. No. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. You got money, you got lots of friends hanging all around your door. When it's all gone and the spending ends, no, they don't come around no more. Rich relations bring crusts of bread and such. You can't help yourself, just don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Relations bring crusts of bread and such. You can help yourself, just don't take too much. No. Mama may have, Papa may have, oh, but God bless the child that can stand up and say, I've got my own.
James Taylor and God Bless the Child. And I love that song. He really, really played it his way. And the great Jerry Douglas is playing the dobro there. Man, That guy is so melodic and cool. I love his playing. So thank you, James Taylor, for getting us started this morning. God bless the child. I was looking at some things the other day because it seems like, you know, at the first of the year, people start talking about, you know, they'd like to make some changes in their lives or whatever. And I was looking at this list, and it really did make a lot of sense to me. I think a lot of times we want to make changes in our lives, and, you know, we don't really know where to start. So these things helped me. I've sat here and read, and I'm just going to read a few for you this morning. You may not need this, but you probably know somebody who needs it, even if you don't. And this is how to start changing your life if you're not happy with where you are. The first thing is practice active listening. Listen to understand, not to respond. When someone speaks, give them your full attention. Avoid interrupting and validate their feelings. Yeah, that's I certainly suffer from that from time to time. Also, number two, set boundaries with kindness. Respect your limits and communicate them with compassion. Healthy relationships thrive when everyone feels safe and understood. Yes. Number three, and this is so important. I know a lot of people who suffer from this, including yours truly. Let go of perfectionism. Embrace imperfection as part of being human. Focus on doing your best, not being the best. Ah, how about that? I love that. All right, we're going to play a little more music. I heard this song a couple of days ago, and it is from my past, and it always speaks to me. This is a Jackson Browne song from his first record from 1971, and it's called Something Fine.
Papers lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging like a beggar at my sleeve. Oh, that's much too old a story to believe. Know that it's taken its share of me, even though you take such good care of me. Now you say Morocco, and that makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco for a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind, and I've just had a taste of something fine. The future hides and the past just slides. England lies between, floating in a silver mist and so clean. And California's shaking like an angry child will, who has asked for love and is unanswered still. And you know that I'm looking back carefully, 'cause I know there's still something there for me. But you said Morocco, and you made me smile. And it hasn't been that easy for a long, long while. And looking back into your eyes, I saw them really sunshine, giving me a taste of something fine, something fine. Now if you see Morocco, I know you'll go in style. May not see Morocco for a little while, but while you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to save me just a taste of something fine.
Jackson Browne, Something Fine. I love that song. Wow. David Crosby singing the harmonies behind him. Yeah. Really fine stuff. Really fine stuff. I would like to thank Youth Villages for sponsoring my show. I try to remember every week to thank them. I am so thankful that they helped WYXR, and they make sure that we can keep going with the mission we have here on WYXR. It's really a good thing. It's community radio, and I'm glad to be a small part of that. I really do have a good time. This hour every Monday morning starts my week off exactly right. Getting back to the positive things that I wanted to talk about this morning, you know, just so many times people get weird about people talking about their feelings and talking about, you know, what it is to be a human being and all this. And I think that is something that's so dangerous for us to start thinking that we don't matter or that other people don't matter. And we just need to remember that we are all human beings, and we all have good days and bad days and good things about us. And you know what? There's never been a hot without a cold, a good without a bad, you know. So just understand that that's how people are. And when we start making people out to be some kind of, you know, criminals or whatever, and just a whole groups of people, it hurts us all. I believe in doing some affirmations and kind of putting it out there to the universe or yourself or your family or whoever, what you want to do. And especially, you know, at this time of year when a lot of people are wanting to make some changes in their lives. So here's some affirmations that might resonate with you. I am capable of creating positive change in my life, starting with small, intentional steps today. That is today. I release what no longer serves me and welcome new opportunities for growth and happiness. I am worthy of love, joy, and success, and I embrace these fully in my daily life. I choose to focus on progress, not perfection, and celebrate every step forward. All right, folks, I hope you can put some of those into motion in your life. I certainly try to. Let's keep on with some music. I want to play a Neil Young song off his 1976, I think, record, On the Beach. This is going out to my buddy Doug.
craze. Then the money was not so good, but we still did the best we could. Ooh, baby, that's hard to change. I can't tell them how to feel. Some get stoned, some get strained. Sooner or later, it all gets real. Walk on, walk on, walk on.
Walk On with Neil Young. That was a good one. I love that song. All right, we're going to go back to your therapy session here. And one of the other things that I saw here is a lot of people have negative thoughts, I think, that just kind of bubble underneath where they are most of the time. And this says, when a challenge arises, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? You need to replace your self-doubt with curiosity. I like that. Communicate openly and directly about what you want. Avoid assuming others can read your mind. Boy, a lot of these things start to hit home with me. And, you know, though I don't have a lot of hassles with people, I do have to kind of rein myself in, you know, and I think a lot of people are like that. You know, you it's easy to go negative a lot, but you don't need to go negative. You need to stay positive and understand that this life we're living now is really a gift given to you, and you should make all you can with it. So, all right, tell you what, I've got an on-air announcement I need to make. Let's see. You can enter to win to see Cake. I take it that Cake is a band at the Bank Plus Amphitheater on Friday, April 18th, 2025. And you can get tickets and you can win tickets. Okay, yeah. Here at WYXR.org. So if you like Cake, which I love Cake, I'm a big fan of pie also, and God, my wife is going to be so mad at me for saying that. Puns, old guy puns, folks. But if you want to see Cake, just go to WYXR.org, and you may win some tickets for that. And I hope if you're a big fan of theirs, you get to see them for free, which would be great. All right, so we're going to push on here. Here is a song from the 1960s with the band. I saw that the last surviving member of the band, Garth Hudson, passed away last week, and he was somewhat of a musical genius. And really helped them cobble together that sound that is just the band. Here we go. This is kind of a New Orleans sounding song, and Alan Toussaint arranged the horns on this. Here's Ophelia. Thank you. do love to hear a tuba. And the tuba was playing the bass there. I mean, they had a regular bass too, but some New Orleans stuff there, folks. Ophelia. Was somebody up against the law? Okay. All right. So, here we go. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. My name is Willie Bearden, and I'm flying solo this morning. Normally, I have a guest in here with me, and they choose the 10 songs that they want to talk about. Today, it is Chef's Choice here, I guess you'd say. And I'm choosing the songs, which is kind of nice. I do this from time to time, and I love it that I get to do this show. I want to continue with a song that I haven't heard in a long time, but I thought about it the other day, and I thought, I'm going to play that on my show. This is Joan Armatrading with Show Some Emotion.
Show some emotion. Put expression in your eyes. Light up if you're feeling happy. But if it's bad, then let those tears roll down.
To cry.
looks like another fall. Your good friends, they don't seem to help at all. When you're feeling kind of cold and small, just look up your rainy day man. It does you no good to pretend, child. Made a hole much too big to mend. It looks like you lose again, my friend. So call on your rainy day man. Now rainy day man, he don't like sunshine. He don't chase rainbows. He don't need good times. Gray days rolling then. See him empty feeling. Now you need him. All those noble thoughts, they just don't belong. You can't hide the truth with a happy song. And since you knew where you stood all along, just look up your rainy day, man. Now simple. They all evade you. Store-bought treasures, none can save you. Look for signs to ease the pain. Ask again, go on and pray for rain. No, no, looks like another fall. Your good friends, they don't seem to help at all.
James Taylor with Rainy Day Man. All right, that was maybe my weather forecast, but it's not raining today. I think it's going to be a very nice week here. It's not going to be as cold as it was some last week, and I don't know. I can see the days getting longer now, which really makes me feel good. I like to stand out in our backyard, and we have the best sunsets where we live. I like to stand out there and watch the sunset and the sky get just those beautiful, beautiful colors. And I like it when the days start getting longer. I don't do real well when it's getting dark at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, so we're going to go back to a couple of other things that that we were talking about earlier. And here's one thing, you know, in changing your life, invest in quality time. Prioritize undistracted time with loved ones. It's not about quantity, but the quality of your connections. Learn to forgive. Holding on to resentment only harms you. Let go of grudges to create space for peace and healing. And celebrate the small wins. Don't wait for the big milestones to feel accomplished. Recognize and celebrate your daily efforts. And last but not least is choose positivity. Surrounding yourself with uplifting people and focus what's going on well instead of dwelling on what isn't. Positivity attracts positivity. All right, there you go. All right, let's continue with some music here this morning. Here's Carla Bonoff. I got to tell you, I went to the Jackson Brown concert when they were touring the Running on Empty record, and that was in 1977, I think, and it was at the Coliseum. And I had a friend who worked at Pop Tunes downtown, and she was my neighbor, And she came home that day and she said, "Do you like Jackson Browne?" I said, "God, I love Jackson Browne. He's like, you know, one of my favorites." She said, "Well, this record promoter guy gave me a ticket to the show tonight, and I can't go. Would you like to go?" So I went to that show, like, by myself, and I sat on about the third row, like right in the middle. It was a great seat. So, Mr. Record Promoter, thank you, whoever that was. And I sat there, but the person who opened for Jackson Browne was Carla Bonoff, and she came out with a guitar and sang, and it was so cool just to see this frightened young woman get up there and play in front of 10,000 people. And I have always loved this song. It's called Home.
Lights were bright, and we'd been up many an hour. And all through my brain came the refrain of home and its warm and fire. And home.
Sweet things, my life, there has its song.
I hope when you think of home, it makes you feel good. Home is that place that can be the best thing in the world or sometimes the worst, you know. And I hate it when people are in situations where they're not happy where they are. So I hope today that you're happy where you are. I'm going to read a couple more things. I was thinking about, you know, people talk about trying to overcome their bad habits. I'm not talking about, you know, huge things, but just small things that take away some joy that we might have in life. So here are some things, more in your therapy session and more in my therapy session here. All right, to change bad habits, number one, identify the root cause. Understand why you developed the bad habit. Is it stress, boredom, or a specific trigger? Awareness is the first step to change. That's very smart. Number two, replace the bad habit. Rather than just quitting, substitute the bad habit with a positive one. For example, replace snacking with drinking water or stretching. Maybe I should take that to heart. Number three, set clear, achievable goals. Break your goals into small, specific steps. Instead of exercise more, aim for walk 15 minutes daily. Now, that's smart. All right, number four is use habit stacking. I've never heard of this before. Tie a new habit to an existing one. For example, if you already brush your teeth at night, add journaling for 5 minutes right after that. Journal. Okay, good. I think it is very important to keep a journal, to keep something, just notes to yourself. You know, if you're a creative person, obviously you have ideas that you want to pursue, and you can keep those. Or if you just want to just keep an account of your day, it's really nice to go back and look at those things. So get yourself a little book and a good pen that you like to write with and do that. I wrote a book recently, and it's been out about 6 months now. But a lot of that book was written because I would sit down and just write on an index card, and just a thought or a story or a line or a few words. And so when I started writing the book, I just went back to those and I remembered everything. So that's a good thing for me. Okay, number five in changing any bad habits are limit temptations. Remove triggers or barriers that make it easier to fall back into the bad habit. If you want to stop checking your phone in bed, leave it in another room. Okay, that's some sage advice. Okay, here we go. We're going to do a song now off There Comes Rhymin' Simon, Paul Simon. It's Learn How to Fall.
Set your sails, or it's an occupation where the wind prevails. Before you set your sails, drift in the breeze. Stop and scrutinize the plan. Nobody stop and scrutinize the plan. nobody stop and scrutinize a plan. You got to learn how to fall before you learn to fly. The tank towns that tell no lies before you learn to fly. Learn how to fall.
You got to learn how to fall, right, before you learn to fly. There you go. Some good advice from Paul Simon this morning. And what a great, great writer he is. I think a lot of times that he's not recognized as much as he should be. I know he's recognized. People know he's a good writer. But he is, you know, certainly, in my estimation, you know, one of the in the top five of greatest songwriters in American history here. He is a great, great writer, and I love his stuff. All right, we're going to push it on along down the line here this morning. We're glad you're here with us and hope you're going to have a good week this week. I hope you have a good week every week. And here's a Van Morrison song that I've always liked, and I hadn't thought about it in a long time, and I was thinking about what to put on this list, and so I wanted to hear Van sing Blue Money.
Photographer smile, take a break for a while, take a risk, do your very best, take 500. You're so glad to be alive, honey. Laugh, honey. Say, when this is all over, you'll be in clover. We'll go out and spend all of you.
Blue money.
Blue money.
Blue money.
Do it, do you do. Do it, do it, do you do. Do it, do it, do you do. Do it, do it, do you do.
All right.
Do it. Do it, do you do. Do it, do it,
All right, Van Morrison. He's going to go out and spend all your blue money. There you go. All right, Van. Man, that's some good stuff. I love that. I do love that. All right, folks. Well, we're tripping on toward the end of the show this morning. We've got about 10 minutes left. I'm so glad you've taken this ride with us this morning. I've read some things to you before from Rick Rubin's book. It's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being. And I was reading this the other day, and I thought I would share it with you. And it's about, you know, he talks about art and where it comes from and artists and all that. So I thought this might be interesting. Artists are often portrayed in films and books as tortured geniuses, starving, self-destructive, dancing on the brink of madness. This has instilled the belief that to make art, one has to be broken, or that the force of art is so powerful that it breaks its maker. Neither generalization is true. These misconceptions have a disheartening effect on the would-be artist. Some creators may live with profound darkness. Others stride forward with ease and exuberance. Between lies a wide range of artistic temperament. For those called to art who do struggle with an overwhelming sensitivity, the creative process can have a therapeutic power. It offers a sense of deep connection, a safe place to voice the unspeakable and bare their soul. In these cases, art does not unravel the maker, but makes them whole. Although the character of the tortured artist tends to live more in mythology than in reality, this does not mean that art comes easily. It requires the obsessive desire to create great things. This pursuit doesn't have to be agonizing. It can be enlivening. It's up to you. Whether you have a powerful passion or a tortured compulsion, neither makes the art any better or worse. If you are able to choose between these paths, consider selecting the more sustainable one. An artist earns the title simply through self-expression, as they work their own way at their own pace. Wow, I love that. Rick Rubin, folks, if you've not read that book, it's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. And he is the, you probably know him from his music production of everybody from Johnny Cash to, God, I don't know, just rap artists and all this stuff. He is a non-musician who is a great producer, I think just because he listens to his soul. All right, we're going to continue with some more music here. Let's see. Here's one of my old favorites. This is by Carly Simon. It's called Boys in the Trees.
Tall. first to burn and then to freeze.
Carly Simon doing Boys in the Trees. Love that song. Beautiful, beautiful song. And it's the song itself, you know, she's questioning a lot of things. And I think we all go through that a lot. We question what we do, you know, when is the right time, how do we do things. And I think if we just trust ourselves, I think we'll be okay. All right, folks, well, you've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sitting here in the Crosstown Concourse, and people are walking by and waving, and it's always such a good thing to see happy people walking by. And I hope you're happy today on this 27th day of January 2025. And I hope you're going to have a great year coming to you, and all your dreams will come true, and you have a lot of fun, and you have people around you who love you and that you love. All right, we're going to finish out this morning with a Bonnie Raitt song. And you know what? I'll see you next Monday morning right here on WYXR 91.7 in Memphis.